Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Right. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, December the 30th. Wow, month is already gone. December the 30th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I'm excited because today we have a very, very powerful show. Today we're talking about the seven keys or the seven benefits of being one of the 25, the seven benefits of being one of the 25. And even if you're not one of the 25, the seven benefits of 2017. Because the benefits of being one of the 25 is the benefits of being in the year 2017. But the key is the ability to take advantage of the opportunity that the universe, that the Creator, is giving us. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have to break down first what 2017 is, what it means. From a esoteric, from a universal perspective, from a celestial, or from an astral theological perspective. Now, that perspective may not be one that you may hold dear. Unfortunately, the universe overrides our individual consciousness. So we have individual consciousness, we have mass consciousness, and then we have universal consciousness. So it's like the laws, our laws. We have local state laws in your little city and your county. And then you have state law, which overrides local law. And then you have federal law that overrides state law. So we got individual consciousness, that's you, what you think, how you oscillate, and how you vibrate. That's awesome. That's good. However, there's a higher ruling disposition. It's called a viceroy. Now, in the Luciferian doctrine and the ancient text, the viceroy is a ruling disposition. Each city has a viceroy. This viceroy is the commanding the spiritual general of that area. He, she, it establishes the mindset of that area. Go to New Orleans, then go to Las Vegas, then go to San Francisco, then go to Chicago, then go to New Jersey, then go to Philadelphia. Each city has a ruling disposition, has a different spirit, a different way by which it oscillates or vibrates. Then go over to Hawaii. Then go to the Philippines. You want to blow your cookies? Go to South Korea. Go to Busan, where I was at. It's mind-blowing, the different dispositions. That is, again, state level. And then we have the universal consciousness. That's the supreme being. That's the big G. So my brothers and my sisters, 2017 is your opportunity to connect, to become one with the big G. Now, what I am doing is going to facilitate, and I am going to be the assistant to the big G to help you become one, meaning you are going to be everyone who is part of this program at the end of 2017 will be, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a single standing column of waveform energy. I call it complete mastery, self-mastery, or what the Gospel of Thomas called ruler of all. Now, the Gospel of Thomas says, if you haven't already experienced these three steps or stages, you are going to experience them in 2017. Number one, you're going to be very, very troubled. After that, you're going to be very astonished. Then after that, you're going to rule over all. These are the seven benefits of everybody that's going to be in this program. Now, talking with or texting Sister Seda this morning, had texted me, I had texted her something that I thought was profound that would assist her in her development. And I was thinking about something that was said, and that gave me my name, which is, I had already used it before, the Year of the One. So this program is going to be called The One. So 2017, I'm taking 25 people to become one. What are the benefits? Number one, everything that I do, and so far I got 10 books scheduled to roll out in 2017. 10 different programs that I want to do for the year 2017. Now, every program, every book, everything that I do in 2017 will be at no cost to the 25 people that are a part of my program. That's the first benefit. Now, each program I usually do, again, I usually do the original rollout at about $100, and then I post it on my Facebook page, put it on my website, and I set it for $199. So everybody that's a part of this program will have access to any book, anything that I've ever done. Now, if you do want hard copy or paperback, as I say, and everything, because of the cost to print it and mail it, that will be, you will have to cover that cost if you want a hard copy. But anything, everybody that's a part of the 25, any book and every program that I've ever done and that I do in 2017 is yours at no cost. Let me say that again. This is the first benefit. Now, there's several benefits. This is the least important one, but they're all great. Now, again, as I said before, the cost of the program is $5,000. Anybody that don't have the $5,000, I've already done the program to told you to assist you on how to get the $5,000. And then if anybody need that, just email me at masterteacher33.com, and I will send you the link to the shows that I just did that talks about how to think so that way you can create a product, or how to feel so that way you can draw a substance, or how to vision or imagine so that way you can be a product, service, or information. Now, creating money is very important. The Bible says ruthless men retain wealth. I'm a metaphysician. So the word ruthless, again, means rootless. Somebody please write this down. Brother J. Wealth, this is for you, my brother. Money, again, every person that is a multimillionaire, and every time I really start throwing in extreme wealth, I unknowingly did this, but because I didn't know how I did it, I couldn't reduplicate it. I stumbled upon wealth. And the first time I experienced real money, it scared the shizness out of me. I don't know if you know how rich people live. I pray to God that you've had an experience. Here in San Antonio, there's a neighborhood called the Dominion. If you're not familiar, or if you haven't, like, first time I went through Big D up in Dallas, and I rode down, I think it was off of Preston, off of Dallas Parkway, and I rode through those neighborhoods over there in Dallas, and I saw wealth. I saw a house that looked like a freaking man. It looked like a mini version of Texas Stadium. And then I saw like 10 cars in the driveway, and there wasn't one car that was under at least about 30 grand. And I saw, and I was thinking, but who lives in that house? And I remember the first time I went to Cardiff by the Sea. And then I went to Lemon Grove. I was 19, and I was riding around in a convertible. Now, give me, I remember Pearl White. It wasn't mine, but Nick and Sandy. They took me under their wings. They taught me everything about real estate. I was 19, snotty-nosed kid from the hood, and I'm riding around in this convertible Bentley. First time I seen a Bentley. And they first time I experienced wealth, we went to Coronado Island right off San Diego. I don't know if you've heard of Coronado Island. Google Coronado Island. Look at the houses on Coronado Island. I remember going into these houses, and I remember looking up at the ceiling, and it was so high, I couldn't even, it was like looking up into the sky. The first time I experienced real wealth, the first time I got in and drove a Lamborghini, I was 19. It blew my mind. The first time I experienced real money. You got to remember, I was 13, homeless, walking the streets, and then I go into the military, and then I get exposed to real wealth. It messed me up. I was angry because I thought about, I'm over here struggling and scraping, and I got people who, man, they throw away the amount of money I make in a year. They throw away in a day. I met people who would fly to Paris for lunch on a private jet and fly back for lunch. They would drop money like it was, I mean, 5 grand like it was nothing. First time I experienced real wealth, it messed me up, man. It messed me up. I still think about that because, see, we really don't understand real wealth. We think that, you know, money is, you know, this thing. We don't know that money is a current. And if you have roots, you can't jump in the current. That's why the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth. Ruthless means rootless. If something is in the river and it has roots deep into the riverbed, it doesn't flow with the river because it got roots. If you got roots, and I think about the person that comes to my mind, and I know everybody has to understand this, but there's one brother, he don't have no roots. Now, when I say roots, I'm not talking about, see, people think being rootless is a bad thing. Root, R-O-O-T. The Bible says root, R-U-T-H. Rootless is rootless. Ruthless means you ain't got no limited beliefs. Your limited beliefs keeps you attached to the soil, and you can't go with the flow. Money is a current, brother. Money is a current, sister. In 2017, I am personally going to make sure that I destroy every root in your head, because those belief systems are buried deep, and they have established roots, and you can't move. You can't go with the current. So when an idea comes into your brain, you can't go with it. You just wave at it as it goes by. Oh, that was my opportunity. I remember before, I was 19 years old, I had this idea. It was called, I wanted to be, number one, a mobile DJ. I had bought a bunch of DJ equipment, and nobody was mobile. Nobody had a system. And I wanted to do mobile car wash, a mobile auto detailing. Way back before it even came out, I had that idea. And I couldn't flow. I couldn't go with it because I had a limiting belief that says that, you can't do it. So I didn't do it. 30 days later, 6 months later, I started seeing this idea to do come up, pop up. And I used to buy these magazine called Rob Report. 19, 20 years old, I was reading the Wall Street Journal and I had a buying magazine called Rob Report while I was in the barracks. All my other, I was driving around in a convertible Spider, Alfa Romeo Spider. Most of the generals on base didn't even have that. They thought I was dealing drugs. I was an E1 and I had a car that was worth more money than most of the four-star generals on the base. I had 50 MPs following me around. They were trying to figure out what the hell I was doing. I was 19 because I didn't have no roots. If you do not, the benefits of this program, and I jumped ahead, I should be that benefit number down the line, but I'm so excited because I need you to understand why this program is going to work for 25 people. Because if you are rootless, if those limited beliefs, and we can pull them up by the root. You ever done any landscaping? If you pull the weed up just by the top, the roots stay in the ground. What happens? It grows right back. So the reason that you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, you're struggling in your relationship because what you're doing is you keep pulling off the top of the weeds, and it's gone. It's gone for about a day, a week, maybe a month, and then guess what happens? It comes right back. Your behavior doesn't change. You on the outside, you change. You apologize. You say all the right words because you're pulling off the weeds from the top. But you did not go down and pull out the root, brother. You did not go down and pull out the root, sister. How do I know this? Why y'all think I'm talking about this? Y'all really think I read this out of a book? This is my life. And if I hadn't pulled out the root, there was a gentleman in my house yesterday who repaired my leak that I met while he was in prison. He was one of my clients. I used to go to his house. 10 years in a supermax prison. 5 years under what we call house arrest. And he couldn't go take a squat without my permission. And this gentleman was in my house, convicted felon. Everybody else said, they told me that you should not, what they call, fraternize, that's what they called it. So when I was, had to go to this class by the FBI on how to conduct myself inside of a convicted felon. You ever been into a convicted felon's home? You there with nothing but a cell phone, and you walk into a member of a Mexican Mafia's house with like 10 other Mexican Mafia members, and you're a black man, and they're looking at you like they want to eat you for lunch. Do you know the mental disposition that you have to maintain? Because if you show any idea of fear, you don't walk out that day. And they tell you that when you walk in. So I went into their house, their playground, and told them, you got to go, dude. You got to go. If you don't leave now, blankety blank blank, it's going to happen. But the way I carried myself, because, again, I was taught, and then, number two, I had an ego. Big as New York. There are very few men that I've met that have bigger egos than me. So I walked in that house hoping, wishing that somebody would put their hands on me. That's how much anger I had. And I'm a little dude. And I'm taking on dudes 6'5", 350. Because I had no roots. Now, they used to always tell me that, dude, you are so stupid. You're so ignorant that we are not going to even mess with you because you obviously don't know where you at. And I would look them in the eye and say, no, mother, you don't know where you at. And I'm in somebody else's house. They could have shot me in the head and buried my butt in the backyard. Nobody would have found me. But my disposition allowed me to walk into a place that was totally hostile and walk out. And I did that for almost 5 years. And this gentleman that I met came into my house, repaired my leak, and did all the work. Now I'm going to have him back. He's going to do a $20,000 worth of work on my house. Reconstructed. Why? Why am I telling you this story? Because I raised his consciousness. How did I raise his consciousness? I pulled up the roots that was in his life. How did I do that? Every day I went to this house, this gentleman wanted to change. He said, man, I'm in, but it's blood in and blood out. I can't get out. You just can't decide you're going to leave the Mexican Mafia, dude. That's not how it works. And we made a plan, and I told him what to do, which I can't really talk about. But let me simply explain, illuminate, and simplify. The same thing that I told him is what I'm telling you. You have to understand something, brothers and sisters. When you are in your lane, you can't be touched. There's no demon in hell. That is what the Gospel of Thomas says. That is what the universe says. When you become a single standing column of waveform energy, when you walk into the valley of shadow of death, you feel no evil. There is no weapon formed against you can prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. God will make your enemies your footstool. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've walked it. This is not I'm not making this up. That's why this is serious. That's why I'm only taking 25, if that many. Because we have to totally change your disposition. Right now, your brain pattern, I wish I had the technology where I could hook your brain waves up and let you see it, and then hook your brain waves up at the end of 2017 and let you see how your brain pattern changes. That's what we are doing. So the first benefit is everything that I talk about, everything that I do that I charge, everything, every book, every class, everything that I do in 2017 is no cost to the 25 people that are part of this program. Second benefit, I'm going to do for you what I did for myself, what I did for the gentleman that I'm talking about, what I did for my children, especially my girls. Man, they just latched on. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Girls just seem to pick it up faster than the boys. Men, we got to work our crowd for us, man. But my goal is to assist men as well as women. So the second benefit is we're going to find all the limiting beliefs. How are we going to find them? By simply setting a goal. Because the moment that you say, I am blank, that disposition is going to pop up and say, no, you are not. That's all you got. The easiest way to find out all your ruling dispositions is simply make that statement. That's all you got to do. When you make a statement that says, I am going to be wealthy, every disposition in your body is going to say, I don't think so, not on my watch. And it's going to come up with all of the reasons why you can't be wealthy. Like right now I'm saying the cost of my program is $25,000. Now there's something inside of you saying that I got the $5,000, but I ain't getting into that pool. I don't got the $5,000. If I did have it, I'm going to pay this, I'm going to pay that. That's how you know you got a limiting belief. Because remember, we don't serve a God of limitation. So if he can get you $5,000, he can get you 10, 20, 25, 30, whatever amount. It's not about the amount of money. It's about the depth of the root. Because rootless men retain wealth. Rootless. So the more wealth you want to achieve, the more depth, the deeper we got to go to uproot those limiting beliefs that says you can't make $100,000 a year. You can't make $200,000. You can't make $300,000. See, the higher you go up in the number, the deeper you got to go down in the root. So if you just want to make $20,000, you got to go very deep. But if you come in and talk about you want to make $200,000 and you made $20,000 last year, yeah, we got some digging to do. We got to find all those limiting beliefs that says, why does $200,000 make you feel, why? I know people that make $200,000 a week. The gentleman just came to my house yesterday. You know how much money he makes a week? He made about $20,000 a week. Spent 10 years in prison. Made $20,000 a week. How does he do it? Went from making nothing to $20,000 a week. Brothers and sisters, you have to get rid of your limiting beliefs. But first of all, you got to find them. That's my job, help you find it. That's the second benefit. Guaranteed, we will find all limiting beliefs, if you want to find them, in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. those four areas. Number three, we're going to raise your consciousness. Now, raising of the consciousness is different from what most people, it's not education. See, consciousness is visibility, it's vibration, it's the ability to perceive. It falls in line with the fourth benefit. So everybody says that they have consciousness, but if you are conscious of something, that means that you are no longer violating something. So you tell me, well, Brother Will, you know, I am totally aware that what I am doing is wrong, but I'm going to continue to do what's wrong. Then you're not conscious of it. See, if when you're conscious and you're aware of something, that automatically, now remember, you have an autoimmune system inside your body. Plethora of proof that we can discuss about how this works. But your autoimmune system inside of your body works upon a particular system. So the body's immune system protects you from disease and infection. But if you have an autoimmune disease, your immune system attacks healthy cells in the body by mistake. So an autoimmune disease is a disorder that occurs when the body's own immune system attacks and destroys itself. It's called self-sabotage. It's called a limiting belief. So when you tell me, Brother Will, I'm conscious of and I'm aware that what I am doing is wrong, but I'm going to continue to attack and destroy my own body. Okay, let me see. Let me get that right. So you know that's wrong, but you're going to do it anyway. That means you're not aware. It's impossible to be aware. Now, me, I know that. I know that I know that I don't know. Let me say that again. See, I do a rotation diet, and I eat sugar. Now, I know sugar is bad for you, but I don't know sugar is bad for you. So I pray, Father, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because, see, if I knew, if I really was conscious and aware of what sugar really does to the body, I would never eat. Because how much rat poison are you going to eat today? Now, if I gave you rat poison, how much would you eat? If I told you to drink antifreeze, and you know that antifreeze goes in the car, but you know if you put antifreeze in the human body, it's pretty much, you can, if I tell you, you know what, I'm just going to take one bite of rat poison, would you do it? No, because you're conscious that poison kills people. So you don't take no poison, not even one tablespoon. So the mere fact that I still eat a Krispy Kreme donut every once in a while, this and another, that means I'm not conscious of it. I'm not aware of it. Because if I knew, if I went inside my blood cells, if I went inside my body and I shrunk down to the size of a cell and I went and talked to one blood cell and I said, hey, when I eat that Krispy Kreme donut, what does it do? What does it do to you? My blood cell would say, dude, you're killing us, homie. You're killing us. Every time you freaking eat that donut, man, that stuff pulls water out of us. It takes all of our moisture and all of the water that we need to survive. And the only reason that you are dying, the only reason that you are aging, is because you ain't listening to us. So you only can die if you are not alkaline and if you're not dehydrated. So we can't, man, you're killing us. So if I really understood that, I would eat no sugar. So I can sit up and tell you I'm conscious and I'm aware of the deals. I got a whole book that talks about theocentric nutrition, and I'm a dumb as a box of rocks. Because if I knew, if I really, 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 really knew, not one tablespoon of sugar would touch my tongue. So that means I got some work to do too. What do I got to do? I got to dig deeper. Now remember, ruthless men retain wealth. Ruthless means rootless. So if I have no roots, that means that I don't have nothing that's holding me in place. So when the current comes, I go with the current. I go with the flow. I'm not fighting against the current. So God says, God says, Brother Will, we're taking you this way. We're taking you that way. But I'm like, I'm not. I can't go that way, God. I'm sorry. I got roots here. Oh, okay. So the current, the wind, now remember, the ruach means wind. It means breath. It means frequency. It means wave. Something that moves. Something that vibrates, if you will. Now, vibrate and move, really not a good comparison, but that's the closest I got. So I have to raise your consciousness. I have to raise mine. In the area of nutrition, I have to raise my consciousness. Why? I'm getting a little older, and when I'm 80, man, I saw this dude that just started modeling when he was 80, some Japanese dude. Man, the dude is good. I tell you guys, Albert Beckles, my boy, what's that, the vegetarian bodybuilder, he's 80, Dr. Sabi, those are my heroes. When I'm 80, I'm still going to be making babies, if I wanted to, even though I'm not. That was a joke, by the way. Don't nobody call and text me. No, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I will have the full, like Moses. They said Moses was full of vigor. So when I'm 80, 90, 100 years old, I'm going to be full of vigor. Why? Because today I'm going to do stuff to ensure because I'm conscious. That's the third benefit. Number fourth benefit, you're going to be full of life. What does that mean? The Bible says, if thine eye be single, great is the light of the body. But if it's not, if the eye be sealed, great is the darkness of the body. What does that mean? The third eye, the single eye. Now, you got two eyes that you're using right now. We've got to get rid of those two eyes. That means you got sight. But we need sight beyond sight. You ever notice on my Facebook page I be posting that all the time? What am I talking about? Sight beyond sight. I'm talking about I don't use my physical eyes. I use my spiritual eye that allows me to see. So when somebody comes up selling me wolf tickets, I can see through it. It's called discernment. So I'm going to activate your pineal gland or your third eye. Now, I put this inside of the book. We just talked about it on, what was it, yesterday's show? We talked about those seven techniques. We talked about everything from breathing, squeezing your eyes, you know, squeezing your butt cheeks, taking a breath. Now, you may think that don't work. Like I told you guys before, just try it. I don't teach theory. I teach theorem. Totally different things. So what does that mean? That means that the body knows certain things, and we don't. Our job, my job, is to make you conscious, to raise your consciousness, to uproot those limited beliefs so that way you can flow with the current and you can be more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and have a great and better relationship with God and with others. That's the fourth benefit. We're going to activate the third eye. And it's very, very, it has nothing to do with no freaking, you know, kundalini this and yoga this and breathing that and all this other stuff. Now, all that stuff helps. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to belittle it. But I'm saying that we just want to go straight to the source. We want to do it just like Yahushua did it. Number five, what's the fifth benefit of being a part of the 25 that goes into the year 2017? Well, what does the year 2017 mean? Well, the fifth benefit is we are going to, now we're going to identify all the limiting beliefs, then we got to remove everything that self-sabotages you. Now, how do you do that? How do you remove the limiting beliefs? Now, I put down in the intro for today, ever since I was a child, I was passionate about esoteric information, specifically stars, nature, numbers, and how things work. So 2016, if you add it up, you come up with a number of what? Nine. Which is a upside down six or a standing up six. So nine and six are the same. Pimp the game. This was the year of the six. 2 + 0 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 + 6 = 9. So this year, the number nine is the number of completion and the number of endings. That's why you've been feeling the way you've been feeling. This year was the year of the nine. The number nine represents the year of ending. In fact, the number nine, I wish I had the time to go through just what you went through this year. And you may or you may not even much remember it. Because the number nine, again, represents the lessons. It means that you should have accumulated a lot of lessons, and this is the end. It's like this is the final, you're taking this massive test. So the 2016 is the year of endings. The number nine, the nine vibration, it means it holds the frequency of service and humanitarian pursuits. So the number nine, again, focuses on the energy that allows one, again, to end selfishness and to begin altruism. So number nine represents the when you begin to understand service and opportunity, free will, inspiration, all of this number, the number nine vibrates on a particular frequency, but the number nine also has deep hurt, rage, fear, and helplessness within it. The number 9 represents powerlessness, helplessness, judgment, anger, sadness. Because what allows someone to be totally humanitarian or altruistic? Powerlessness. In order for you to be powerful, you have to be powerless. Now, I know that sounds strange, doesn't it? That's how God works. See, God works on a different frequency today. So in order for me to be helpful, I got to be helpless. So as long as I sacrifice myself, it makes room for me to help someone else. The Bible says, in my weakness, I am made strong. When I die, I live. See, God is strange like that. See, the universe, this was the number 9. Now, was this month of December rough? If the month of December was really rough on you, that means, brothers and sisters, that right now you are in a place where you're supposed to be. You are giving up your free will. That's the number 9. The 9 means that you stay angry, you stay hurt, you stay the victim. But in reality, what is good about the number 9, if you don't harbor bitterness, if you don't harbor any resentment, you have the ability to forgive and become a 6. So the number 9 is a 6 that is standing up, meaning you ain't surrendered. The year of the 9 is the year of the 6, but it's the upside down 6. Because the 9 is the 6 turned up, meaning your powerlessness, your helplessness, your anger and your sadness, your tears, you're hanging on to it. You ain't trying to give it up. So you got how many days left in 2016? 2. You got the day of tomorrow to do one thing. Let go and let God. Because when you are powerlessness in your weakness, brother, in your weakness, sister, he's made strong. It is my job to make sure that you stay powerless, helpless. Because why? When you are powerless, you are powerful. When you are helpless, you are helpful. So I can't help you when I'm over here all bound up and wrapped up in myself. So in order for you to become one 2017, you got to forgive. You got to remove the clutter out of your life. You got to make sure that you focus on completeness. What does that mean? Stop being half-hearted. Don't do nothing with half in and half out. It represents completeness. Now, I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking, yeah, brother, that's tough. It is. So how do you do that? Now, remember, helplessness. So you may be in an environment where you feel helpless because God wants you to be helpful. You may be in an environment where you feel powerless. Because God wants you to be powerful. Now, see, I was in that environment, and, I ran. What does that mean? That means that God tried to put me in a position so that I could be helpful. And the hand that was trying to help me up, I was slapping it, saying, no, I don't want your help. Because of my arrogance and my ego said that I want to do it myself. That was a Luciferian construct. Because in order for me to be helpful, I have to be helpless. So God put me in an environment where I was helpless. But I didn't like it. Like, oh, hell no, man, I'm out. You don't know who I am. I'm Master Teacher 33. And do this shit on my own. So God said, okay, go ahead. You can't help nobody else. You're the only person you can help is yourself. Because all of your energy and all of your time is just going on and just focusing on yourself. Forget about yourself. Focus on somebody else. You see, you can't help nobody else when you're over here trying to help yourself. Now, it sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? That's what I thought. That's why I did it. That's why I failed. And so hopefully you learn from my failure. And you realize, in my weakness, now, are you in an environment that you feel strong or you know service for God? But are you in an environment, are you in a mental disposition where you're a little like, I don't know, man. Like I feel like off the hizzle for shizzle, but something about I feel a little off. Good. That means God can use you. How is he going to do that? See, every number has a polarity inside of numerology. And if you understand that the 9 vibration again, it puts you and all people on this planet. At the end of 2016, you are feeling, or you should be feeling right now, deep hurt. You should be feeling some, a little bit of rage right now. You should be have a little bit of fear right now. You should have a feeling of helplessness right now, because within that feeling about your own life, that is the seed. See, this uncomfortable feeling has within it the opportunity for you to acknowledge why you feel this way. Because what you are feeling is the exposure of a root that got to be pulled out. You can't feel that root on a mountaintop, brother. You can't feel that root sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas. It's only in adversity that you start looking around and like, why? You start questioning things. I don't know no rich people who ask questions. Not deep, psychological, esoteric questions like this. It's only when you got your teeth kicked in that God got your attention. And all of a sudden, man, you are all ears. You like, God, I got the pen and paper out. Why? Because I'm angry right now, God. You understand? I'm freaking hurt. I'm pissed off. I'm tired of being a victim. I want to bust somebody in the mouth right now because I don't like how I feel. You know what God is saying? Good. I got your attention. Now we can start. That's the fifth thing that we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is that we're going to get your attention. 25 people, your attention is going to be crystal clear during 2017, if it's not already. And number six, this is to me, the cream de la creme, number six is self-mastery. See, everybody, we're not interested in mastering nobody else's space. We are going to make sure, I'm going to make sure in 2017 that we take you step by step. This is a step-by-step process. I got all the steps written down. We're going to take you step by step. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is we're going to make sure that you will transcend the need to repeat old negative habit patterns. And we're going to begin a brand new cycle of growth, fresh, new. And you are going to be totally aware and conscious of a new era of beingness in 2017. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I don't know what nobody else is going to be doing. But all I know is everybody that I talk to, everybody that hang out with me in 2017, this is the universal year of the one. In numerology, that means you will be dependent upon you. You will be doing the work now. And you are going to transcend every entity that held you down at the end of 2016. You're going to forgive yourself now. You're going to let go and let God now. You're going to release. And you're going to be grateful for all of the greatness that is in within you, because God don't make junk. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are in the image and the likeness of your son, of the Son. You are the apple of God's eye. You are royalty. You are glorified. You have been sanctified. You have been justified. And now, my brothers, faith is now. Now faith is. You are going to be walking in a newness of life. You will speak as one having authority. You are going to transcend every negative old habit pattern, because we are going to pull it up from the root. And we're going to remove all of the entity clutter. It's called, again, mind chatter. And we're going to completely, totally transcend and bring about a regeneration. This is what I call self-mastery. Now, brother, you should be saying, Brother Will, how are we going to do that? See, if you break down the number 20, 2017, you come up with 10. Now, the number 10 resonates. The number 10, again, if you break it down further, it comes down to the number 1. 1 plus 0 is 1. So in 2017 is about the year of the DNA. It's about the year of the spirit. Women, if there's any women out there, it's about the year of the female goddess. Every woman that I talk to, you are a goddess. I don't know you. Don't have to know you. I just know you vibrate on a goddess frequency. So you need to carry yourself as a goddess, because that's how God sees you. And you, I am going to treat you like one, even if you don't treat yourself like one, because that's what you are. 2017 is the year of the pioneer. It is the year of the union, the year of discipline. It is the year of oneness. And this oneness, 2017, my brothers and sisters, is about me making sure that you understand that your intentions must be aligned, it must be focused, it must be disciplined, and it must be in order so that the deepest heartfelt soul urge desire that is imprinted in your soul, is in your DNA as we speak, is activated. It is my job to make sure that we touch your soul and that we activate the DNA, the number one, by putting you into the vortex, meaning mindset, meaning twirl, meaning skirka, meaning circle, meaning spiral, meaning your cerebral spinal cord fluid, meaning activating, again, the cerebral cortex, the neocortex, the one, N-E-O, turn it around, O-N-E, you will be one mind. You are going to be a force. You are going to be the force because the chi, the prana, the ruach, the pneuma is within you. You are going to be able to move mountains. You're going to be able to say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. You're going to be a miracle. You're going to be able to create miracles. You're going to be able to see and believe and do things because now you are one with the one. And the way that we do that, my brothers and sisters, is by going through that process that it talks about in the Gospel of Thomas. Me sharing with you the truth, not a truth. You're going to be troubled. Then you're going to be astonished, and then you will rule. You see, my brothers and sisters, for 2017, you have a seed that is inside of you, that if you can think about that seed, if you can feel that seed, and if you can visualize or imagine that that seed, that is the Christ. The Bible says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ. Christ represents the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That's your dear clear report that I've given you. So what we're going to do, we're going to take that small seed, we're going to activate it, and we're going to turn that seed into a big vision. It is going to be a compassionate. You're going to be passionate. You're going to be enthusiastically on fire, unwaveringly. That means your heart chakra is going to believe, and it's going to magnify that tree. It's going to grow because you're going to fall in love with you. Your purpose, your mission on this earth. The same way I am passionate about destroying every yoke of the enemy. And I'm passionate about being a didactic teacher. And I'm passionate about building my temple and the temples of others. Why? That is my messianic office. So the same thing that I've done for you, the same thing that I did for my children, same thing that I did for the gentleman that was in my house yesterday, I'm going to do for you. And that is make you fall in love with you. Because, brothers and sisters, before you can love me or anybody else, you have to love yourself. Begins by you seeing yourself as God sees you. Right now you're looking at yourself from your perspective. Now it's time to look at yourself from your higher self perspective. It's time for you to climb up on the mountain and see yourself the way God sees yourself. That is my job to assist you with doing it in 2017. Those are the seven benefits of being part of the one in 2017. Because in 2017, it's all about showing up for you and saying aloha. When you add that up, like in Hawaii, they say aloha. That means hi. You gotta say hi to yourself. You add all those numbers, those letters up in aloha, it comes out to the number one. The number of being you, being an individual expression of God. The most important benefit of being a part of the 25 people and part of my program called The One, I was going to call it the Blueprint to Success, and now I realize that it's all about the year 2017. 2017, we're going from being a 9, which was 2016, to being a 1, which is 2017. So everyone that's a part of this program is going to be 1. You're going to be a single standing column, waveform energy. That means you're going to be an individual expression of God. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. You are an individual expression of God on earth. That's why when Jesus says, when they ask him, hey, you seen the Father? We've been trying to find him. Yeah, you seen him? Jesus said, hey, you're looking at him. They're like, no. We're talking about the Father, the big G. Jesus says, yeah, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Why? Because Jesus was saying that I am his representative. I'm his ambassador. Now, an ambassador represents his government in a foreign country. At the end of 2017, everybody that's in my program will be an ambassador. You're going to be a representative of God on earth. So anytime I want to talk to God, I just talk to you. Because God is in you. He's vibrating and he's oscillating as you. And he's manifesting and he's expressing himself through you. My job is to help you get out of the way of you. And the way that we are going to do that, my brothers and sisters, is we're going to start with this first series that, again, deals with the biology of behavior. And we're going to go through the first aspect of the program, that is finding all of the roots. Like, I'm not a landscaper. I don't know anything about landscaping. But I would imagine that before they put down the seeds, I think they till the soil up, pull out all the roots first. I would assume that's what they do first. I don't know, but I would assume that they take out all of the old. But why would you plant seeds and the roots of the weeds is taking all of the soil nutrients for themselves? Because the old you is pulling the energy from the new you. So the new you is starving because the old you is still there, sucking all of the energy from you. So until we get rid of the old you, there is no nutrients. There's no energy to feed the new you. So the first thing that we're doing right out of the box is we're going to write down. This is the uncomfortable part of 2017. So the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to find all your limiting beliefs in the areas of wealth, in the areas of health, in the area of wisdom, in the area of relationships. We've got to find it. We've got to expose the demons, which are just dispositions. They're demons or dispositions. And what are they? They're, number one, arrogance. Number two, passivity. Number three, victimhood. Number four, separation. Brothers, sisters, we're going to start, and I'm going to remove God. I should say I. God is going to operate in me, as me, and through me to help to assist you to find that seed, its result. So that way, when we create and we plant a new seed, you are going to be wise enough to know that when you plant your seed and you pour your energy onto it, which is your love, your joy, your enthusiasm, you're going to be nurturing that seedling, that new seed, for the next 9 years. Because 2017 is the beginning of a new 9-year cycle. So what we plant in 2017 is going to allow you to grow, flourish, and prosper, brothers and sisters. So we got to make sure that we pull up all of the weeds. And what are those weeds? Again, somebody please write these down. These are the vibrational frequencies that we're going to be addressing, foes, expose, and then uproot. How are we going to do it? We're going to make sure that we find out what is arrogance. What is that pattern, that old conditioning, that is that old self-sabotaging behavior, that if you choose to hold on to it, in 2017, it's going to grow for the next 9 years. So what we do in 2017 is going to lay the foundation for the next 9 years of your life. So in 2017, my brothers and sisters, I am going to ensure that the 25 people that hang out and meet with me, that we're going to make sure that we uproot. I'm going to make sure that I uproot in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That arrogance, I still got it. How do I know? Push my buttons. And you see that old Willie come back quick. Oh, man, I call you out your name like, fool, man. Piss me off, see what happens. So that dude got to go. That old pattern got to go. And then I practice passivity. Number one, I'm arrogant. So that's the first demon I got to deal with. And you got to deal with the same demon. Now, arrogance exposes itself at different ways with different people. But everybody, not everybody, but most, again, because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be listening to the show, because that's the only thing that prohibits you from growing. What is arrogance? Arrogance is a disposition that you have an exaggerated view of one's own worth. It's a spirit of entitlement. You're walking around thinking you're superior to everybody else. You think your dookie don't stink. Now, you probably like me, you come across like, you know, you're loving and compassionate. Yeah, that's the image you want people to think. I can bring my ex-wife on here. I can bring my wife on here right now. I can bring my children. They'll all tell you. Yeah, especially my children. They will tell you, my dad is the most egotistical, full of himself, cocky, arrogant, self-absorbed, egotistical fool on the planet. Not the old me, the current version. I just hide it very well. So I want to go higher. That means I got to go deeper to get more of the root out. Arrogance got to go. What's the second demon we're going to get rid of? Now, this is where we're starting. This is the limited beliefs we're going to be just passive. See, this the passive, being passive is interesting, because when you say that you're passive, what it does is that you are allowing things that happen. You're passive. You just let it happen. You know that the situation that you're in, that the thing that you're doing, that the job that you're at, but you're submitting without resistance. You are hypnotized. Why? Because you allow maliciousness to go on that shouldn't. So you just, okay, you know what, I don't want to address it. I'm just going to let you know, whatever happens, happens. We're just going to let that demon got to go. I'm sorry, but everybody that's going out with, hanging out with me in 2017, yeah, we're going to get rid of that fool. Because you can't be passive. And then, what's the next one? Victim. Oh, yeah. I like this one right here. I like playing the victim. You know, that's huge benefits with being the victim. Man, y'all don't even understand. I love playing the poor creature. Oh, look at me, man. I had a bad childhood. You know, my mama didn't love me. You know, I got, you know, Sister Shields beat me when I was a kid. And, you know, please, please, please send me your love, brother. Oh, man, I can play the victim role easy. Don't even want to get me started about being the victim. And finally, separation. Man, I ain't joining nobody's organization. I ain't hanging out with nobody. See, I got to be separate, because, see, if you hang out with me long enough, you're going to figure me out. So I'm going to separate myself. Nobody knows me. So I'm a unit that's a part all by myself. Now, can my organs, can my heart separate itself from my body and still function? No. So why the hell I'm going to think I can separate myself from the body of Christ and think I can function? Oh, I don't need no friends. No, I'm good all by myself, brother. You know what? So if you don't like me, say, bump you. I don't care. I need my phone no more. I'm good. That's a lie I've been telling myself. I'm only as good as the people around me. And if ain't nobody around me, I'm no good. So those are the four limiting beliefs. And guess what? All four of those beliefs attach to the four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Each one of them entities, they control. They are the viceroy of one area. We get rid of those four: arrogance, passive, victim, separation. You have wealth, notice, wealth, arrogance. Notice, health, passive. Now, you know what you're supposed to be doing when it comes to eating. I know I shouldn't be eating no sugar, but I'm passive. And I, you know what, hey, one Krispy Kreme donut is okay, brother. That's a lie I tell myself. I'm passive. What about wisdom? Oh, I'm the victim. Oh, look what happened to me. I was raised in a bad environment. You know what, I spent time in the church and blah, blah, blah. So I'm a victim of the church. I'm a victim of bad teaching. So, you know what, I can't learn the truth, brother. But I'm a victim. And then the relationship. Oh, I can't become one. I'm separated. You know what? My wife got to come over to my side. I ain't going over to her side. Bump her. Who she thinks she is? She got to come over. Hey, I'm the man. Try to follow me. Get in line. Separation. Those four entities control. They are the viceroys of those four areas. That is why in 2015, I'm personally working with 25 people to get rid of them 20, them four demons that control those four areas. So that way you can grow and be who God has designed and gifted you to be. It's not going to be an easy road. It's going to be tough. But I'm up for the job. Are you? My brothers and sisters, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Brother Will. I'm with you. Now, again, everybody that pays cash, I got the $500 off. Everybody that was part of the Claironomics program, you all know, I'm doubling whatever you pay. If you pay $500, that's $1,000. If you pay $1,000, that's $2,000 off. That means you only got $3,000 balance. Everybody, again, that needs a payment plan, you know, I put it on. I emailed everybody. It's three payments for, I think it's like three quarters. So January, the end of January, the first payment of like $1,600 and something. 3 months from that is the next payment. 3 months from that is the third payment. So I'm trying to work with everybody. Remember, money is not an issue. Money is not an issue. The only issue is your limiting belief. Let's get rid of those limiting beliefs so we can all grow. My brothers, my sisters, this is your humble servant, Brother Will, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.